But you know, you see, when it's like this, it's like that, y'all. You know what I mean?
I do.
But it's when it's like that.
Gotta be like this.
It ain't always like this.
But it ain't. It ain't. You totally right. I understand.
It was a good retraction.
Yeah. Calm down, sir.
I can't.
Listen to what they saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable. Accountable for.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up, but I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
School's not for me. It's really not. Like, I understand you still have to do, like, on the lines of school when you get a trade.
Right.
Which is fine, but, like, just going to fucking college for some nonsense. Like, I'd rather do a trade. Like, trade is important, bro.
It is.
Like, without trades, we wouldn't have the stock market. Without trades, we wouldn't have Pokemon cards.
We wouldn't have the NFL. Any sports.
Any sports whatsoever. Like, the offseason is full of trades. Different movement pieces. I think, you know, the world wouldn't barter. You know what I'm saying? People wouldn't trade their apple for chocolate pudding at lunch.
You know what I mean? All the kids at lunch.
Exactly. Like, trading is very important. So I want to go and get a trade. I want to get a PhD in trade to actually be able to trade in the world professionally.
You have to have a license to trade?
There are trading licenses, and there's levels to trading. I don't know if you know this.
What's the first level?
The first level of trading is amateur trading.
Okay.
This is when you're officially licensed. Like, you're trading illegally when you...
Beforehand?
Yeah, beforehand. Like, if you don't go to school, if you don't go to these classes to get your trading license, and it goes by years. So if you get your trading license in the first year, it's like amateur trading.
Can you get arrested for it, or is it more like a fine type deal?
Well, like drug dealing. You trade, you know, goods for money.
Services.
Or services if you're, you know...
I got mixed up where we were at there.
It's the same thing, bro.
It still applies.
Yeah, it definitely applies. So, like, there's certain things that you can do that you can get arrested, maybe a fine. Like, if you trade a mattress for money, like, that's illegal. Like,
for some reason.
Yeah, I don't get it. But, like, trading makes the world go round without trade. So, I don't want nobody to come up to me and be like, oh, you should go back to school and go for 4 years. Nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
I could trade right now.
I can...
Right. Trading built the world.
Exactly. Trades. Goods.
Services.
Trades. Like, I've been looking this shit up, bro, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm more of that type of guy.
You on to something.
Hey, man. You need to get on this trade game. Hop on the trade train.
You even enticed me now.
I don't like that word. Pause.
I couldn't think of another word.
Pause.
It's the best word I could think of at the moment.
But it gets you like that. Trading gets you hard.
That's not what I meant by that. But
that's what I got from it.
I can't help that you interpreted it wrong.
Enticing and exciting and excite just...
How often does that happen to you?
Getting hard? Not as often as you think, George.
It's the baby, right? No. What I meant was,
yeah,
did people misunderstand what you're saying? Like you're just trying to say something, even if it's just a word, but they interpret it wrong.
Oh, okay. It depends on who I'm talking to. But yeah, most of the time, because I don't talk to a lot of people.
That's fair. That's fair.
That happens a lot. Does that happen a lot to you? Like, to random people?
Not with single words like that, but...
I guess it's because when people know you and what level you can actually be on, because if I know you, you can say any word, and I can be like, oh, George could mean this, this, and this. You know what I mean? It could go either way with this
That's
guy.
That's fair.
Like,
That's
random fair. People, you got to look into their soul. Like, you got to trade, like, looks. That's another trade that you can do. You trade looks and you connect. You trade connections. And
all right.
Yeah. They got soul traders too. And
that sounds dangerous. Yo, that's gotta be like top tier.
That's divine tier of Jesus. Trading. Yeah, you trade souls.
Was Jesus the first?
Did Jesus trade souls?
Was that he what the a first carpenter soul is? Trader?
Is that what a carpenter really is?
What?
It's like the equalizer, right? He's not equalizing nothing.
Nah, I was talking about after his carpentry phase.
Transporter.
He didn't drive a vehicle.
The mechanic.
I don't think he fixed machinery.
The butcher.
I don't know, but I don't think he killed anybody.
But that gabagool wasn't really gabagool.
I don't think he was Italian either.
Gabagool. I'm just saying any butcher, you know what I'm saying? Just any butcher whatsoever.
I was going to say, people that don't talk much, it happens way more often than people that do.
Explain. Because it sounds right, but.
Because I'm someone that doesn't talk much. So if I can say something, knowing what I mean in the shortest way possible, that's what happens. But you got these people that love to talk.
Yes.
That will literally explain every nuance of what they're trying to say when they're saying it, so then it doesn't leave room for people to misinterpret it.
You know, that's funny because you're absolutely right. Because if you don't explain anything, that can go either way. And to me, I feel like I do both. I'm a man of few words, but I can also, when I don't really want to say it, but I had the balls to say something, I have to break it down so you understand what the fuck I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Because might come out wrong. And you may feel like I'm attacking you, or you may feel like I'm trying to trade with you, and I'm not. So I have to break that down. You know what I'm saying? When we trade words, I have to make sure I break it down to you the best way possible so you don't confuse on some shit that I'm trying to say.
No, I get it.
Especially with women, bro. It's like, I'm not trying to, like, hit on you. I'm like, really just trying to ask how you doing, not how you doing. You know what I'm saying?
I can see why that would need an explanation.
Yeah. Not, I guess. I mean, context.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Like, if you say it like Joey from Friends, yeah.
And I get it.
More than likely, I'm trying to hit on you.
But what if you're Joey from Friends?
Ooh, that's tough, because then you have a lot of explaining to do. When you really just want to say how you doing, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds more like a Lucy situation.
Like a cigarette?
Lucy?
Who Lucy? I Love Lucy? Okay. I thought you meant like a Lucy, like a cigarette.
Was that said in that show? I feel like that was a line from that show.
I don't... How you doing?
No. You got some explaining to do.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What's his name? Ricky Martin? No.
Ricky Ricardo?
Ricky Ricardo. Thank you. Who's Ricky Martin again?
The singer?
That's who it is.
Bro, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. I just had to make sure I got it right. Because I didn't want to sound dumb. That's why I was like, hold on. What's his name? I know it was Ricky. So.
It sounds like we're fucking...
Ricky Tang.
ADHD kids off their medicine.
Oh, yeah. Where we just going?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Getting could lost. We be?
Yeah. Lost in trading.
I meant ADHD kids without their medicine.
Bro, you got to explain more, bro. Like, you see how many times that I have to stop example. You? My mind just going, bro.
But whose fault is that? Fault's the wrong word.
Who not problem fault. Is that?
Yeah, whose problem is it?
I guess it's mine. Or it's yours.
But it becomes mine because it's yours.
It's like a full circle. You get it. You get it.
But man. I don't get it. I don't like it.
You have to understand it.
I understand it. I just don't like it.
Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm just saying, like, just because you don't understand doesn't mean it's my problem. If you want to ask to get more understanding on it, I get it. I can do that without a problem.
Why the time, my Damien?
Exactly. Exactly. I could.
I got see? Lost. I got lost right you there. Say I got lost right there, and that's all I could think of. Got lost. Like, I got lost in the middle of your rant right there.
And it fucked me up. Think of. Okay, all right, no, it fit. It was good.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
We back with another week, man. I hope everybody had a good one, y'all. I guess we already fucking started.
yeah.
Yeah. It was funny though. Shit. I know you don't care too much, but I woke up to some good news. It's not personal. It's personal, but it's not. Kingdom Hearts 4 was announced.
It ain't personal.
Yeah, it's personal.
All right.
It's personal to me and whoever liked the Kingdom Hearts thing.
I can see.
Yeah, so.
I can see.
They dropped something in Japan. They're a day ahead of us, aren't they?
I think so.
So last night, early this morning for us? I don't know. Don't know how the fucking time zones work, but
okay.
They dropped something. They did the whole thing. They got two mobile games, I want to say, which okay. I never really liked the mobile games. Never even followed them. But then, of course, the last trailer, fucking Kingdom Hearts 4. Now, my only problem is how fucking long will it take them to actually drop this fucking game? Like, you shouldn't even have done it if you're going to do like you did 3, because that was fucking insane.
You got a point.
Was it like 12, 15 years? 15 years?
Yeah.
Who the fuck announced a game 15 years before the game was even ready to come out?
Right, like 5 should be max.
Yeah, like...
5 should be max.
Exactly. And then you... It's not going to get anybody hype. You're just going to be like, all right, whatever.
Where's it at?
Yeah. And then you didn't even make it the greatest game out of the whole series.
Mm.
After all that time.
I mean, maybe they thought it was going to be.
I mean, maybe. I hope not. Your nut should have told you that it wasn't going to be. Huh? Well, no, it wasn't terrible.
Underwhelming. Was it that underwhelming?
Very underwhelming. Because of the long stretch, it should have been like the biggest climax in game history. Well, at least we thought it was going to be the climax. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Yeah, so like Final Fantasy and Disney meet in Kingdom Hearts.
Right, right.
Pixar as well. They bought a couple Pixar movies in. So this last one had very little Final Fantasy in it, which bothered the fuck out of me because that's a good lore to the game.
Disney taking over, bro.
Right. Shit ton of scenes. I feel like, my bad, what they call them? Cut scenes. Thank you.
Okay.
Shit ton of cut scenes. And in my opinion, not enough fighting. The fighting was fun. I like the way they maneuvered the whole fighting system. Hope they keep it. The different forms of the Keyblade that you can use depending on where you are. Or okay. What Keyblade you use, excuse me.
Okay.
Which is tough. But I'm not trying to get too deep into it, but I was just excited about the news. And I thought I could use like 3 minutes of the podcast to say something.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. It just sucks that you're not into it. Yeah. So... I know we couldn't go too much on it, but true. That's all true. I got to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. What you got to talk
Spirit
about today,
of Disney's bro? Taking you over,
yeah,
man.
Goofy, man. That's my boy, man. Goofy's slept on, bro.
Okay.
Name a Mickey or Donald movie was better than a Goofy movie. I wait.
Oh, you can't. You can't.
I'll wait. What was what was Max girl on there? Roxanne.
Goddamn, Roxanne.
Roxanne. Nah, but yeah, you can't name a better. A Goofy, come on, dog.
Nah,
it had way too much soul, bro.
It was top tier.
It had way too much soul, bro.
It was Goofy. It was emotional.
Yeah. Goofy was a single parent, bro. Ain't nobody give Goofy enough credit, man. And he took Max through high school and college.
It was ahead of its time.
And it was a dad that went to college. With his son.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to just stop doing this podcast and just start up like a Goofy movie review podcast?
Work. I think, yes. Hell yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm game. Like, we can cut all this shit out.
What we call it? We'll call it?
Lost in Translation. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we don't want to lose this brand.
Goofy podcast. We call it a Goofy podcast.
Got it.
That's it.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm down.
Entendre.
What?
A double entendre.
I'm about to say, can you just use the word entendre?
I just did.
What does it mean, though? It's an entendre.
Doesn't
nigga.
Have to mean anything.
Got appetizers, got your entendre. That sound good, though. Like, bro, I don't know, man. It's confusing me. I don't like this. I think it's the do-rag.
I mean, what is entendre, like a triple entendre mean?
Triple entendre is tough to do, right?
Okay, so what does a double entendre mean?
Double entendre is when you say something, but it means two things at one time.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe an entendre.
Is it single?
It's just like a metaphor. Maybe it's just another word for metaphor.
Hold on. Is a double entendre really a triple entendre?
How could that be?
Because the way, well, maybe I got ahead of myself, because the way you were trying to explain the entendre, you already called it a metaphor, but wouldn't that make, oh, wait a second, never mind. Yeah, I was ahead. I jumped to ahead. Go ahead and explain your entendre.
I did already.
It's just a metaphor, that's all you had?
Maybe.
Do you know the definition of entendre?
No, that's why I'm saying, like, is it just another word for metaphor, pretty much?
I'm starting to not like that word.
Right?
Yeah,
it's got a weird mouthfeel.
Yeah. Entendre. Sound like a name.
I could definitely see someone entendre out there named Jackson. Entendre.
Entendre. How you doing, entendre?
Is it entendre?
Entendre. Entendre, yo. I punched the mic. Entendre is funny. I don't know, man. I've never heard. I got to stop saying it. It's going to fucking kill me, bro. So let's just go to the next
stuck
word.
Stuck in your head forever now.
Yeah, I can't. What else you had to talk about?
Well, it's just going to pale in comparison now.
My entendre's in town. All right. You said it's going to, come on,
it's going to pale. It's. I don't have a good transition either.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I trade you that last talk for what I'm going to say.
Yeah. All
right, cool.
You just heard the trade. All
right, I'm just going to fucking say it then.
Let's go.
All right. I wanted to talk about addiction.
Serious discussion.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm not talking about drug addiction.
Addiction, period, is kind of a serious subject. Because, like...
See, and that's... all right. That's getting to what I'm trying to... Okay. Talk about, I guess.
Before you go on to it, let's see if I can just tarnish your whole comment.
Please.
Your whole topic.
Are you playing Elden Ring?
I've been watching it. I'm keeping my eye on it. So addiction, I think the word addiction is, we make it more powerful than what it is.
Agreed.
And the only reason why is because if somebody says, I'm addicted to working out. I mean, if we can go on and say addiction is that you pick that over anything else in life. And if that's the case, it is powerful than what it is. But if you just feel like...
You just like doing it.
That's more of a hobby.
Exactly.
So maybe when we say addiction, we shouldn't use it so freely. Maybe, I'm sorry, that's what I think we should do. Not use it so freely than what we usually do. Like,
okay.
I had an example, but I'm not going to put it out there like that. Why? Yeah, huh?
Why?
I don't know. It's just not my place. But, like, being addicted to drugs is a very serious thing.
Yeah, and drug addiction is serious.
Yeah, it's, like, really serious. Like, I think even weed, right? Because some people...
I was going to get into that.
Damn, I'm fucking up your whole topic.
Nah, go ahead.
Nah, I want you to go.
Nah, because I wouldn't have transitions for it, so go for it.
Okay, so I was just saying, like, weed, right? Like, I don't know too many negative effects of marijuana other than, you know, what it can do to you when you're, like, health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might get paranoid, you know what I mean?
There's something I saw.
Panic attack, you know what I mean? Things like that.
There's a serious one I saw. I don't know if it is exclusively, but I think when I saw it, it mentioned starting at a young age. I don't think that's like exclusively how it happens, but just people that smoke a lot and then they try to stop, it causes stomach issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't eat, and when they do, it literally wreaks havoc on their whole... eating and gastrointestinal
functions.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And so, like, it doesn't, like, they have to keep smoking in order for it not to affect them.
So with the addiction of marijuana, which people say, oh, you can't get addicted to weed. I mean, it seemed like the easier drug to get off of. I mean, right. Not from what you just told me, but if you start at a young age, it seems a little harder. But I know niggas that can't even function throughout the day without having weed.
Right. And they'll say, oh, it's I'm not physically addicted.
Mentally. You fucking know.
What's the difference, though?
That's true. Because your mental and physical play a big part.
I mean, there is a difference, obviously, because physical means like your body literally would start to not function if you didn't. So there's a literal difference, but I mean,
not a lot.
I mean, like in just base terms, like in the most specific, like physical versus mental.
Okay, yeah.
If it's not literally causing your body to not work because you're not doing it, then it's not truly physical. But the example you were using is close enough, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, in just a sense. Yeah, like thinking that you need the marijuana.
To do anything.
Yeah, to even wake up and start your day. That's a mental thing which affects your physical because you trick your brain into making your body feel like you can't function.
Right.
And that's what I was going into. But yeah, I mean, there are slight significant double entendre. No, I'm joking. Nah, there are slight differences in physical and mental, but I really do want to hear what the fuck you were like where you were coming from as far as starting off the topic. Of addiction. Like, where did this come from? Where did this stem from?
It literally just popped into my head randomly.
Really? Addiction?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have an addiction?
Oh, I think we got plenty.
Yeah, or vice. That is a vice and addiction.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but good.
Kind of. Not really, but kind of.
Yeah, so but what is your... Give me a vice that you have that you're not addicted to. That you don't feel like you're addicted to. That you can stop at any time. Just something that you... If we're taking those two things to be, like, different.
Okay. Probably caffeine. I think is one that I feel like I can break.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to.
My nigga.
There's others that I think I would really struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
If I decide I really wanted to. Yeah. But I think caffeine, if I made the decision, like... I need to stop. I may try to wean off, so it might not be a cold turkey stop, but I think I could stop without much trouble.
Okay. Now, what is one thing you're addicted to that you feel like it would be the toughest thing to stop?
Like nicotine.
Okay.
Nicotine. Sugar.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
I call you dope boy, but I ain't think.
No, I mean, like, see, and that's kind of what I was going to mention, bring up. Like, there are so many things that I think technically could qualify as an addiction that people will just write off as you just like that thing a lot. Sugar. Most of the world is addicted to sugar.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Most of the world is addicted to caffeine.
Yep.
A lot of the world is addicted to nicotine.
Yep.
Cell phone, social media, entertainment. A lot of people are addicted to that nowadays.
So you're not so different, huh?
Shut up.
I'm joking.
Porn. Masturbation. Those are addictions.
Because of social media.
Maybe.
Nah, man. We're living in a world of porn, man.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
I can see where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, like, and what I'm not, when I say you're not so different, I'm just saying because I'm not saying that you want to be the same. It's just that you kind of fall in the lines of society.
Yeah.
Not saying like it's going to be easy to get off of that shit. Social media is something that I've never been like addicted to.
Right.
But when, as a kid, what would you do without the cell phones and shit? We didn't have social media, cell phones, or nothing.
Books.
Right. So mine was like TV or going outside. Sometimes it was games. I don't know. Like as a kid, books a lot. But. Like now, that's all I have. Like I keep my cell phone on me. You know what I mean? You think, oh, it's for emergencies. Oh, it's to, you know, keep in contact with my family and friends.
Why are you always on it then?
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I'm sitting there by myself with nothing else to do, I don't feel like watching TV. I don't feel like playing the game. I pick up my phone. And then I will bounce through like 3 apps.
Right.
I go on Facebook for like 3 minutes, if that. I scroll like 5 times, I'm done. Instagram, I go for like 3-4 minutes. I'm done. TikTok, I go on there for like 3-4 minutes. I'm done. And then I put my phone down, look around, back at it again. But I don't think I'm addicted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not addicted. I'm just bored. And this is a convenience to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm doing something where I'm having a conversation with you, like, I don't have to pick up my phone when we're doing the podcast.
Right.
You
right.
feel me? I'm not addicted to that shit. It's just, it's there. So, like, in your case, like, my vice is probably caffeine as well. Like, I didn't stop and picked it up so many times. But, like, they got this fucking focus thing that they say. I don't know if it's real or if it's just a mental thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, it keeps me, like, in tune with whatever I'm doing. Like, it could be...
What do you mean?
Like, they got that concentration shit that they put in some of
okay,
the drinks.
Okay, you're talking, that, like, on... Like, yeah. in these drinks, they say that... It, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how true... I wasn't
sure if you're talking about a specific thing.
Oh, no. Okay. Not cocaine or, you know, what's the other shit? Adderall. But just drinking those certain drinks... I'm not going to give them any clout. And just being able to wake up, like, it does give me a boost, and I can feel it. Like, right. I can feel it still. So I'm not addicted so much.
I was about to say, are you bad enough that you need that boost to get through?
I think I can do it without, because, like I said, I go on and off. I'll be like, I'm going to leave caffeine alone. Then I start drinking a little bit at a time, and then I get heavy on it, and then I'll stop.
Right.
It's like
I'm talking about, like, where you have to chase it. Where, like, because I think everyone has experienced, whether it's just coffee or they've done energy drinks or whatever, where it's like you first started, even like Adderall.
Yeah.
For people that don't need to take it, where, like, I assume it's the same kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've heard people talk about it, but, like.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you know? I don't like how you did that, but the first few times, like, you have a cup of coffee or you have an energy drink, that, like, I don't think euphoric is quite the word. I think it's a little too strong, but that feeling it gives you where you're just, like, so hyped up and, like, but you're also, you don't feel, like, crazy hyped up where, like, you're fucking losing your mind.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think you're just trying to get that again every time you drink it. But, like, obviously, the more you get into it, the harder it is to achieve that.
Yeah, it's like a drug.
Right?
Caffeine is a drug, right?
It's a chemical. Yeah. So
yeah.
I guess.
So, like, yeah, and I get to that point to where I can drink one. You know, mm-hmm. Some motherfuckers got to drink one for days. I mean, like, 2 or 3 a day. I can drink one. And be good for the whole day. Mm-hmm. I just need something to get me through the morning. Then after that, you know, I might feel a little down after lunch or something like that. But other than that, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that is one thing that I can consider as a vice. Now, my addiction is about to sound fat as fuck. But potatoes, nigga. Like, French fries.
Yeah, but you're not going to die if you don't eat potatoes.
Yeah, I know. And that's when we use that word addiction. Because mm-hmm. I feel like I could try to cut that shit out completely.
Yeah.
But it'd be on my mind sometimes. Like, damn, I want some
fucking fries.
I don't
know if that's a fair one to use, though, because, okay. Like.
Like, I don't know. I don't. All right. It's not an addiction. I take that back.
I wouldn't even call it a vice, bro.
I wouldn't call it a vice either.
Because, like, there's nothing wrong with eating potatoes for every meal.
Yeah, but what the fuck is it? I can ride past the spot
and be like,
damn, I
just want some
fries.
That's one situation. Or you just really like that thing.
Do they have a word for that? Entendre?
I'm sure there is a word. I don't know the word.
So maybe I'm in it that way. I don't think I necessarily have an addiction where I'm constantly needing this one thing. But that's the only thing I can think of, bro. I cannot let them shits go. Like, I don't have to have them every day.
Right.
But sometimes I'll be like, yo.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
chips or something. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, seeing something might get you thinking about it and make you do it. But, like.
I don't think it's an addiction either.
Yeah.
I just had to, you know, say that. Hi, my name is.
You're never really fiending for potatoes. Like, you think about it and you can't stop until you eat potatoes.
You don't know how many potatoes I eat. No, I'm joking.
But you ain't never bit into a raw potato because you were just fiending for it so bad.
Right. So do you think you're not addicted to sugar then? You might crave it a lot, but you're not.
I think I don't know, man. Because I can't imagine living a life sugar-free.
It's kind of hard, actually.
And, like, the argument in my head is, well, like, there's sugar in everything. But is that just
real shit?
But is that just a justification?
I mean, it could be, but only you know that.
But I don't. That's the problem.
I mean, what I'm saying. You might not know now, but one day you might be biting into a tasty cake or something. You'd be like, no. And then you throw that shit away. Never again.
What?
And that's when you know you're addicted. Like, when
no,
because
I still believe that, like,
it's a tipping point.
There's moderation. So like I don't think there's ever a reason, unless you're like allergic, to completely cut something out. Food wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because cut back, maybe. Have it once a month, mm-hmm. once a week if it's not that bad. But I don't think there's a reason to completely cut off a whole food source. Not food source, but
what did you say? Sugar
piece
is a food
of food.
Sort?
At this day and age, it is.
Yeah, like that shit seems like. But yes.
But like at something yeah. that sugar's in, that it doesn't have to be. Like cookies. I don't know. No, not good enough.
It's not a cookie if it doesn't have sugar in it. You saying something that doesn't necessarily need to have sugar in it?
What do you call it then? Because there's definitely cookies that are no sugar.
It's a biscuit.
It's a biscuit at that
point.
It's
pretty much a biscuit. But nah, like, I just feel like those things that say no sugar, they mm-hmm. usually have an artificial sweetener.
Right.
It's not
right.
sugar.
And that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about, like, literally eating a diet that eliminates most sugar. Not replacing sugary foods with things that are labeled as no sugar.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not talking about like switching from regular soda to diet.
Okay.
But like, or maybe it'd be more accurate to say going from no sugar to no added sugar. Because like, there's plenty of natural sugar in the world. I mean, obviously sugar cane, that's natural. Fruits naturally have a lot of sugar in them. So not cutting out that stuff, because that stuff is important to your diet.
Yeah.
But like you said, snack cakes, ice cream, cookies, candy.
That's
the
you
list
drooling
goes on.
Right now, bro.
Man, chill.
You sitting there just drooling. You like,
don't look at me. Look at the screen. Sodas, shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, me either.
I lost track.
I don't know. We were just talking about addiction and shit. I just asked you, do you think that you were really addicted to sugar? And then we kind of got...
You're right.
I don't know. But addiction has just this hold.
Right. I think because when you say addiction, your first thought is drugs.
Drugs, yeah. And how people would literally do anything to obtain them.
Right.
And it's not, you can't just go.
Not finish.
No.
Finish it.
No. No, you're not about to get me, George. You're not about to get me today, not today. But
I don't even know what you're going to say, but I wanted to hear it.
I think the people would know when they hear it. But my thing is that you can't get a certain type of drug at a store. It's either refined or it's not made in, or it's made with that certain thing. I was about to say you just can't go into the store and buy drugs. That's what I was going to say. You have to.
I mean, you can't, except for a pharmacy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, there's a lot of formalities that you have to go through to obtain right. some drugs. But even, like, you can't buy crack out of a fucking pharmacy that
Not
I know
yet.
Of. Right. They had them fucking bath salts for that. I guess, was that supposed to replace cocaine?
I have no clue. I was just thinking about the initiatives and whatever states on the West Coast where they were giving out drugs.
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think... maybe we talked about this.
If it works.
Free needles?
I mean, I've heard that other countries do it.
Uh-huh.
And, like,
supposed to be like other countries now?
No. Oh. You let me finish.
America.
No. And I didn't actually, like, of course I didn't research it, but the way it was posed or phrased and whatever I read made it seem like it had a positive effect on addiction in those locations overall.
So what is free needles? I'm not saying that it doesn't work. I mean, you don't want people to die or carry diseases that come from needles or whatever the case may be, but how does that help addiction?
I think it's exactly what you were just saying. It cuts down on infections from people using dirty needles.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts down on risk of violence, I think, to procure.
Yeah.
Whether it's someone like my mouth couldn't choose between mugging or robbing, but cuts down on the, that just completely fucked me up.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a word to put together, but I wasn't going to say rug.
Mobbing? Mobbing? Yeah, it doesn't work. Muggles. Anyway. Yeah. Stop people from robbing others to get money to pay for it, or robbing the dealer, or...
What are free needles themselves, not like free needles with drugs in them? I think they...
Who says they're not giving out drugs, too?
Yeah, they might be. They might be.
I think so.
Like, would you... Like, a controlled environment of drugs.
Exactly.
Given you're providing... I think they do got something
to cut
like
down
that.
On overdoses, too, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can't say that that would work or it wouldn't work. It doesn't seem like it would give people a drive to actually quit.
Right, but at the same time, part of addiction is if you don't want to, if the individual hasn't chosen to do it, then it's not going to happen. Because, like, if you rounded up every addict and drug user in the country.
Yeah.
And put them all in a rehab for however long it would take to, quote unquote, rehabilitate them.
Oh.
So, like, you throw them in there, they go through the whatever a normal cycle is for rehab, 90 days, whatever, and you let them out. Some might stick, but if they didn't want to go in there and they're not choosing themselves to want to stop, they're going to find it again and do it as soon as they get out.
That's true.
Like, it has to be a conscious decision and effort to try to stop. Otherwise, rehab doesn't do anything.
And if you could, I mean, I think they got drugs for it, but like numb that sensation of it. But
I was just thinking, like, the only other way would be to cut off being able to experience any pleasure from it.
Right. Even trying to remember, like, let's just go supernatural here, or
okay,
just completely out of the box. If they could find a way to take somebody's memory or that feeling that they had of the first time they hit that drug out of their brain, I think that would help them more.
I think that would help almost all of them. Because there are some people that just have that kind of brain wiring or whatever.
Yeah.
Those neurological pathways where I think they would find something else that they would get addicted to.
Ooh, yeah. Some people have said it's in their blood. Like,
right.
It's genetic.
Some, like, not saying that they couldn't find, like, positive things, that it would be less of an addiction, more of, like, a passion.
Yeah.
But some would get into something bad that would lead them back to drugs.
Yeah, when they say you got an addictive personality, they say you can carry that over to your children or something like that. I don't know how much I believe in that. And anything I'm saying, bro, like, it's either going to be ridiculous and I don't know shit about it, but...
That's us.
Yeah, but I don't know if I believe in that.
That you it can carries say you through have blood
an, yeah, like,
type deal?
Like, through genetics, if your parents had addictive personalities, whether it was addicted to work, whether it was addicted to drugs, and it's passed down to you, it's like
people... We have to do the research scientifically.
Right.
Not us, but look into the research that's been done.
But that kind of is kind of like obsolete anyway, because if you've seen that your parents were addicted to work or you've seen that they were addicted to drugs, you can still fall under that. But they saying like being able to get away from that is the genetic part, like to be addicted to, or yeah, addictive personality to that. Is like, is it really in you? Are you making, or are you making a excuse? Like, well, my mom was, she was addicted to pills, so it was like really hard for me to get off of because are you just making an excuse? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
no, yeah, when put in that context, it sounds like bull.
Right, yes, that's what I'm saying. But like, we don't know genetically if that's true, right, or scientifically that is true, that it's ran through genetics. I don't think so. I feel like people have that.
I don't know. I wonder. Because like, drugs can literally change your brain as far as like,
okay,
how it's made up. So maybe it's not completely absurd that if someone was using drugs before they had their child, when they had their child, it might somehow not affected him and been like literally carried through the genetics.
Okay, I thought you were going another way with it.
What way?
I kind of lost it.
Don't be mad. My bad.
I lost it. But just the altering that drugs can have on your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could have messed up the baby's brain, but like, because we can be addicted to somebody, like feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many things that we could be addicted to. Now, is that just human nature? And most people have like willpower to get away from that shit. But drugs, I can see altering a person's mind to think like, duh, it's called addicted. Being addicted, saying like, yo, I need that, this is what I need. But like, what makes people, like, is love a drug? You know how people say love is a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we're chasing. It's something mm-hmm. that we either didn't have enough of, or we had so much when we don't get it, we feel like we need it.
Right.
You know, so you got love, you got what's another thing? Like work. Like, what makes a person like addicted to their work? Is it the accomplishment, the feeling of accomplishment? Is it do you just like to be told what to do? Like what is it?
But if that's, you're not all work.
No, it's not. But I'm just trying to find different ways to explain it. Like, you have another example?
I think it's who, in what way are they addicted to work?
That's what I'm asking.
Because like, I don't hear it often.
Yeah, it's there's people that can be addicted to work. And I think I just had this conversation not too long ago.
And the only time I really hear it, it's more of, well, they're just constantly working. They're not addicted to it. If they didn't have to do it, they wouldn't be doing it.
So you wouldn't call that an addiction to work?
No.
So you'd be addicted to money? So. Is that what it is?
Not the money, but maybe there's something there. Whether it's, maybe it's more of like a feeling of obligation, or like they're so caught up in the job itself. Like, because I mean, if you have deadlines and like projects that you're working on that you need to get done in a job,
they go back to back to back, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say it's an addiction to do that and to be always working on that.
Yeah.
Because it's your job. I don't know.
But you can't tell me it's not impossible that there's not anybody in the world out there that's addicted to work. Because you can really like your job.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there that just genuinely loves their job.
Right.
Even though they go through bullshit like everybody else does with no job or job.
Mm-hmm.
You can fall in the lines of being addicted because you're kind of pushing your family away for the job. You're giving all your time to a job. I guess it's a form of addiction, because I'd never heard anybody say it either.
Okay.
And I was wondering, like, dang, like, how can somebody be addicted to a...
Yeah, I get what you're coming
maybe
from.
Maybe a career, more career than anything.
Okay.
Because just being a job, like, you tell me you're addicted to working at Walmart, I think you're lying.
Right.
I would not believe you.
So, but then is it an addiction to the job, or is it excuses to isolate yourself? Like, maybe there's something, for that example, there's something else going on with that person where they are just using it as an excuse to distance themselves from whatever they're doing.
I think we're pretty much summing up addiction.
How?
because I feel like drug users, they go for that euphoric feeling, but it also isolates them. Even if they're doing drugs with somebody, like if somebody's doing heroin,
mm-hmm.
only you can feel that. It's only for you. So you go off into another place. Like, and nobody enjoys, like, an alcoholic.
I think you're stretching that a little bit.
Maybe. Who the fuck knows? But I'm just saying, like, it just seems to be, like, you're, it's an independent thing. And you get away from your problems, or you get away, you know what I mean? You feel like it's a way to get away.
Yeah, but I mean, with drugs, there's a literal physical addiction. Like, your body craves that thing.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, the distancing might be a side effect of you doing it.
Or a reason why you started to do the drug.
Maybe.
And that's where I was kind of going with that. But
yeah, I just don't think that the use itself.
All right, maybe I'm stretched.
You're using it to isolate.
But I stick with it.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, that whole addiction thing is very complex. More complex when you sit and think about it.
Yeah.
Of, like, what's really addiction versus something that you really like.
Right.
Or the deeper meaning behind of why you're addicted to these, or quote unquote addicted to these certain things.
Yeah.
Because like you said, with the whole job thing, just wanting to be, you know what I mean? That's why you, I gotta work to get away from family, or not wanting to be a part of something.
Or you just feel, maybe there's something to do with guilt too. Guilty for not getting what you said you were going to get done. Or not meeting the requirements of whatever job you're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe, man.
I don't know. I went a little more into drugs than I intended, but, you know.
Yeah.
Overall, whatever.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, we bounced around.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that, like, the whole addiction thing. You still fucked me up of, like, going to that. And I was just wondering why. I know you said it was just a random thought.
Yeah.
Thought you seen an article. Nope. Thought you were trying to, you know, admit what you was addicted to. I don't know.
Nope.
I like it. Random thoughts. Sometimes I think that you don't have them, but you do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Solely focused on the thing that you're doing is rare, like, that you get a random thought.
True.
All right. You want to end it?
Yeah, why not?
All right. So, can't use entendre, you can't use addiction, and you damn sure can't use trade. So what is your word for the day?
Entice.
You son of a bitch.
Break you got down. Me. You got me, because I was going to do a double. I was going to do enticing entendre, but you know, whatever. You took that from me.
I didn't take shit from you.
You literally did.
Tyson. You can't use that word either. What's another one? All right, guys. This has been the Lost in Translation podcast.
Thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.